It wasn't nothing he could do with it. You know, why she was swollen up like that? And he didn't want nothing to operate on her.
I know she was upset.
And so he didn't know what to do for her. So they're taking her back to Albany. Old Elters. And Dr. told her husband that Houston never operated her. He cut the wrong vessel. And she just done swole so nice to look like her hands and arms and everything just red on the bus.
Well, is she gonna sue?
I don't know whether she gonna sue or no, but that's what the doctor said need to be dead. And he let me tell you, he operated on two ladies the same week. Last April. And both of them, same shit. Cassie. You remember Cassie? That's the lady what used to look after Daddy Rich.
Oh, is she
being
behind him, something like on
the not that one. This was Cassie. One said, well, Daddy Rich girlfriend.
Oh.
The one kept the sack with the money in it. And both of them breasts on the left side, both of the left arm was swollen.
Did Cassie go to
doctor
going
too? I don't know where she went over there. No, but no, the Miss went over there. But he said, well, nothing he could do, you know, because it was too far gone.
What, does she have cancer?
She have cancer, huh? Cut her down to that rib bone. To the rib bone. She's just laying there waiting on the Lord.
They buried
him at Gum Creek.
Gum Creek what?
Gum Creek Baptist Church. We have a big cemetery in front of there. That's why they buried him down in the next to the creek.
Did he like the fish?
Oh, yes. He liked the fish.
But he should
enjoy being down there close to the water.
If there is any such thing.
I ain't no such thing. honey, let me tell you, when they put you down there at 7 feet, 6 feet, and all that dirt, ain't no way you gonna come out from there till Gabriel blows the trumpet.
Well, Mother, how did they used to do a long time ago? I remember Daddy telling me something about they didn't have funeral homes. And they kept people at the house or something.
I ain't know about no funeral home, child. But that like some of your peoples that died today. You know how they embalm. Get a sauce of tin time and sit up on you. They would give you a bath and dress you. I don't know. Some of them said they'd give you a bath, but I know they would dress you and lay you out on some planks. That's called a cooling bowl. Lay you out on some planks. They wouldn't put you back in the bed. They had some bowls and put them up on, you know, turn some chairs down. And lay them up there on that cooling bowl. And they'll sit, put 10 times. Set 10 times all up in their breath and all around, you know. They pull 10 times to keep that odor down. And you stay there till the next day. Then they'll bury. You know how to carry you to the cemetery there? And a two-horse wagon. And we didn't know about no vault. They had a box, put you in that coffin. Mm-hmm. You ain't nobody talking about no casket. Put you in that coffin. Get you out there and dig a hole and put you down there.